This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
You are a star, and that audience deserves to see you shine.
True Boss Talk Podcast for the people. People's champ, True Hefe. Yeah, just, you know. Gotta be careful. You know. Gotta be careful. You gotta know this shit ain't a fair life, it ain't a fair game, you feel me? Motherfucker did the same shit. They give R. Kelly 30 years, right? Fucking little girls that wanted to be grown and fuck him. He ain't rape them. Now, come on now, you know some fast kids out there. I'm not saying I approve of it. I don't fuck with kids like that. I don't like kids on that level like that. You feel me? You know, I believe God, you know, got a special bond with kids. So, they off limits for me. But, the parents knew about this shit, like, I'm not mad at the 30 years. I'm mad at the how the fuck y'all see that shit? Hypocritical world of Elvis just dropping the day where I'm chilling with my peoples. We watching on TV and shit. We on the net, I'm talking about the R. Kelly shit because I ain't even really know. Until I found out. The same rate, like a couple minutes later, they dropped the Elvis movie. Promoting it. Then I'm telling my people, I'm like, yo, this nigga used to do the same wild out shit. She like, nah, he ain't that. He just messed with the wife. His wife, Priscilla, she was 14, he was 22. That's all he did. That was the first and last time. I said, bullshit. Before that, he was messing with young girls before that. 12 and weird shit like that. You feel me? And then after he divorced it with Priscilla, he messed with a 15-year-old. Yo, go check that shit out. You know what I'm saying? It's on the internet. You feel me? Like, Elvis Presley with young girls and shit. And I ain't no hater or whatever. I'm just a nigga, like, I gotta keep it 100. Why the fucking energy so different? Like, y'all go after this man, right? R. Kelly give him 30 years and take all his music off of the fucking online streams where he can't even make no money. Motherfucker got kids, everything. Like, motherfuckers be, you feel me? Like ain't nobody perfect. Like, all right, he do his time, boom. You sentence him to what you sentence him. Let him make his money, take care of his family, take care of his kids and shit. What you saying, good people? I ain't saying he a good nigga, but sometimes niggas go to jail, but don't stop him from fucking making money. But yet, Elvis was doing the same wild and out shit. It's documented. I ain't making this shit up. Y'all celebrate this motherfucker. Got this nigga probably been dead for like 80 years. Way less than that, but I'm just, you know. You know what I mean? Probably like 30 years, what, 40 years been dead? Y'all celebrating the shit out. This nigga got movie premieres, all this shit. Niggas music's all over the internet. nigga shit. The nigga was music was out way before the internet was even here. Now niggas music on the internet. And niggas selling. And they got music on YouTube. That motherfucker don't even know what YouTube is. He got videos on there. Y'all pumped the shit out this nigga, you feel me? That make this nigga American hero and shit. But then y'all trash R. Kelly. Y'all gotta keep that shit even, man. I know it's hard for y'all, man. I know it's real fucking hard for y'all. I gotta keep that same energy, man. Y'all up and down. What one is it? If y'all gonna smash dude out, give him a 30, take his music off, we can't make no money. Y'all gotta do the same fucking for Elvis. Stop celebrating this nigga. Do a movie on how this nigga, cause y'all motherfuckers got ill with Michael Jackson. Y'all motherfuckers did a whole story with his victims and all that shit. Yeah, why don't y'all do a motherfucking movie about this nigga's victims? I know them bras told somebody. You feel me? Like, that's that bullshit, man. We can't keep letting that shit slide. This ain't no back in the day. This ain't with our ancestors and shit. Real talk. A lot of y'all smart brothers are y'all smart. I ain't even talking about no gangbanging niggas. I'm talking about niggas that's getting them straight A's and all that shit. We need y'all niggas to get in some of them offices and make changes. It's gonna help. You feel me? Cause they railroading motherfuckers. And hopefully niggas stop making and make better decisions. Like R. Kelly, you feel me? I ain't saying that motherfucking innocent. What y'all think? You know me if you don't, man. This is how I do it. All my podcasts is real. Music related, entertainment world related. I'm a don in this entertainment shit. But I salute other dons, you feel me? Other kings. I ain't the only king, you feel me? Never in history has there ever been one king. But, you know, God. But besides him, it's many kings, man. So, I'm a king, and music is one of the things I'm great at. And talking this shit, that's why my podcasts get thousands and thousands and thousands of plays. My shit is on fucking a lot of platforms, Google Play, Apple Play, Spotify. Oh, man, what the fuck am I on? There's a bunch of them shit. You can Google that shit. Happy about that shit, you know? Nigga, come from nothing. I was a motherfucking street drug dealer, motherfucker. Like, I ain't been no fucking music geek, motherfucker. Like niggas be practicing their whole life to do this shit. I wasn't like that. I was from the streets. I was being a gangster. Like, I was... You know, I changed my life and always loved music and started talking about music. Started talking about my life into the music. And I got into this shit, man, and, you know, I got a knack for this shit. So I got followers, so I'm going to, you know, keep hitting y'all with that real shit. You feel me? Make sure y'all follow me on Clubhouse, too. You know what I'm saying? I be listening to that shit, man. Niggas be, they be trying to do it. There's a few of them, you know what I'm saying? Got some talent, you know what I mean? They know how to tell stories, but it's a good, you know, good conversation. I like what they doing. I'm gonna get a little active. I just be listening. I ain't get it in it yet. I'm gonna get active. You feel me? I ain't trying to battle nobody, disrespect nobody, but, you know, if it's a topic, I feel like I can input, you know? Do that. It's the true boss. 100. Follow me too. Make sure you follow me on Clubhouse and all the social medias. 100. Real nigga. Salute.
Me, your greatest creator. Corporation, bringing you what you've always wanted. Power beyond your wildest dreams, and it's only the beginning.